Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of The Daily Record. Brian, you've just gone to work there, and you've found yourself in a really interesting story right off the bat, and it has to do with the unemployment tax that employers pay in Maryland.
The story that was announced last week was that government officials are going to reduce the tax rate on employers that goes to the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund. Essentially, this is going to lower the rates for each employee based on the first $8,500 of salary that they pay to these employees. For the last 4 years, we've been sort of steadily coming down. Since 2009, the rates have actually been quite high. So based comparison to when they started going up, some employers are looking at about an 85% decrease starting January 1st.
It's an interesting way of dealing with problems like a recession, because the system is set up so that if you have a downturn, there's money there to pay out when a lot of people are being laid off. But then it also addresses the fact that your fund is depleted.
Correct. And in some ways, that's kind of a double-edged sword. Business owners have said that's part of the burden of the formula, because what happens is at a time when there's the most need and the state is paying out the most money and some of these employers are laying people off, they then face an increase in their unemployment insurance, which then has effect. You know, they have to find ways to cut costs to make up the difference, which can lead to laying off more employees.
But all of this is done by a formula that works on its own. And there's some issue that has been raised about the governor of the state taking credit for something that he really had little to do with.
The statement that the governor released basically said this is the result of an improving job picture in Maryland. And, you know, he went back to his phrase, you know, we're making choices. But folks over at the Maryland Business for Responsive Government pointed out, and the state, you know, the state doesn't really disagree. This is formula-based. They review this stuff every year in September. They're statutorily required. They have no leeway. And if the formula says lower the rate or raise the rate, they must do so.
Well, the governor is not wrong when he says that the economy's gotten better and more people are going back to work. And they have made some choices, but they aren't necessarily involved in what's happening here.
And there's also a question of how much the economy plays into this, because at the high point in 2009, Maryland had about an 8% unemployment rate. The latest unemployment figures for Maryland are still around 7%. And there were questions raised about how many folks at this point have exhausted their benefits, are no longer in the system, no longer looking for work, and no longer reporting that they're looking.
Well, not everyone has applauded what's happening here.
Anibon Basu over at Sage Policy actually had suggested that perhaps the state should leave the current rate in place. He was concerned about things going on in Washington, the Maryland's dependency on federal jobs, and the fact that, you know, federal budget cuts could end up hurting Maryland's job picture, which would force the state into having to raise the rates again. And so he actually suggested that if it was possible, it wouldn't be a bad idea to leave the current rate in place just to be prudent.
Well, Anibon Basu would be well known to our listeners because he is the head of the Sage Policy Group and a commentator and also an underwriter at the station. So we'll see. Brian, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.